Yeraisa.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Yuma Lamin Hei Amin Aleph. We're holding on the top line on Lamin Hei Amin Aleph. So says the Gemara, my Parva, what's this name Parva for? It says that they brought the Kohen Gadol to the mikvah that was on the roof of the base of Parva. So what's Parva? Amar Rav Yosef Parva Am Gusha. It was the name of a certain Mechashef, Rashi says. The Meiri says it means after the Tshuva, so they named this base of Parva after this Mechashef who built it. Paris who sad in Shabbuts, it says then they spread out a linen sheet between the Kohen Gadol and the Am in the Azara when he went to the mikvah. So says the Gemara, and we quoted this earlier, Mashna Shabbuts, why did they dafka use a linen sheet? Amrav Kahana, Kedishi Yakesh, Avodah Sayyam, Big Day Boots. To remind the Kohen Gadol that the Avodah of today, of Yom Kippur, is with the Big Day Boots, not with the Big Day Zav that you used to wear during the year. Bishachar, Hayulai Vish Plus, and Shoshmoina Asar Vichulu, we said in the Mishnah that the Chachamim said in the morning, the Kohen Gadol's Big Day Lavon that he wore when he went in to perform the Avodah in the Kodesh HaKadoshim was worth 18 mana. And then the second time in, when he went in to take out the Kaf and the Machta, it was worth 12 mana. A total of 30 mana. So, frak the Gemara of Tana Minyana slash Minon. Is the Tana just coming to teach us the math that 18 plus 12 is 30? Says the Gemara, no. How come Ashmalon? The Batsar Mehani Lay Navid, Batsar Mehani, the Tafi Mehani, less than but. The Iker is the 30. The Tana is the reason why they stress, which is a total of 30, is because that's the Iker number that matters. That the total has to be 30. If he wants to do less than 18, more than 12, and switch around the numbers, that's fine. Just the Iker, there has to be a total of 30 mana. Says the Gemara, the Chuli, Amma Mias, the Shachred, it comes up, Bainler, Mayor, Bein Lechacham, and both of them said they argued about the exact costs of the Big Day Lavan that the Kohen Gadol wore in the Shacharis and in the second time in. But everybody agrees that the ones that he wore the first time in were worth more. So Minalan, what's the Makar? Amar Afuna, Breid Rav Iloy, Amar Kor, the Torah says, bad, which we dash from all these, from the extra word, that Muvchar Bad, it means it has to be from the choicest bad, that the one that the Kohen Gadol wore the first time in was the most expensive. Prek the Gemara Meisvei v'lov shubegad machayim v'liyikachu asam bevigdeihem. The Torah, the pasuk says in the Nevuah of Yecheskel, he had a Nevuah about the avodas Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur in the Bayis Shlishi, and it says v'lov shubegad machayim. It says that when he goes in the second time to take out the kaf and the machta, that he wears other Big Day Lavan. So my lava chayim chashuvim mehen. Obviously, they are different than the ones he wore the first time in. So the Gemara is assuming that they were different in the sense that they were more chashuv. Rav Liashiv says because malim v'kodesh v'imaridin. Says the Gemara, no, loy, acherim pechusin mehan. It means that they were different, but not that they were more expensive, they were actually less expensive. And Rashi explains because here he wasn't going in to perform avodah, he was just going in to take out the kaf and the machta, so therefore these Big Day Lavon were less expensive than the ones he wore the first time in when he went in to perform the avodah.